第一部分，听短对话，回答问题。你将听到五组对话，每组对话听一遍。听对话前，你有20秒钟的时间阅读所有小题。听完每组对话后，你还有5秒钟的时间选出你认为最合适的备选答案。在听到嘟的提示音后，进入下一小题。
1. Did you say sorry to Lucy, Linda?
Yes, I called her at 8:30 last night.
Question, when did Linda call Lucy? Two, Lisa, you look sad. What's wrong?
I argued with my mother.
Question, what's the matter with Lisa?
Three, excuse me, I think I am lost. Could you help me?
Sorry, I'm new here. You should ask the policeman for help.
Question, what's happening to the woman?
Four, you're under pressure. Why?
My English teacher asked me to give a talk in English at tomorrow's meeting.
Question, who asked the girl to give a talk in English? Five, I need some money to buy gifts for my cousins. What should I do to get money?
You should get a part-time job.
Question, what should the man do?
The 2nd part. 听长对话，回答问题。你将听到一段对话，对话听两遍。听对话前，你有20秒钟的时间阅读所有小题。听完对话后，每小题你还有5秒钟的时间选出你认为最合适的备选答案。在听到嘟的提示音后，进入下一小题。
Where do you plan to go this winter vacation, Jimmy?
I plan to go to Australia because it's summer there. I can go swimming and go boating with my brother.
That's cool.
But my mother wants to go to Canada because my aunt works there and she won't come back to China until next summer. What should I do?
Why don't you listen to your father's advice? Maybe he will help you make the decision.
The Chinese New Year is coming. He hopes we can get together with my aunt to celebrate the spring festival.
It's not easy to get together with family members, so you should take their advice and you can go to Australia next time.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Where do you plan to go this winter vacation, Jimmy?
I plan to go to Australia because it's summer there. I can go swimming and go boating with my brother.
That's cool.
But my mother wants to go to Canada because my aunt works there and she won't come back to China until next summer. What should I do?
Why don't you listen to your father's advice? Maybe he will help you make the decision.
The Chinese New Year is coming. He hopes we can get together with my aunt to celebrate the spring festival.
It's not easy to get together with family members, so you should take their advice and you can go to Australia next time.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Questions. 1. Where does Jimmy plan to go this vacation?
Two. Why does Jimmy's mother want to go to Canada?
Three. When will Jimmy's aunt come back to China?
Four. What's Jimmy's father's advice?
Five. What's the girl's advice for Jimmy?
第三部分，听短文，回答问题。你将听到一篇短文，短文听两遍。听短文前，你有20秒钟的时间阅读所有小题。听完短文后，每小题你还有5秒钟的时间选出你认为最合适的备选答案。在听到"嘟"的提示音后。 进入下一小题。One
day, Mr. Black's shoes were broken. He went to the shoe shop. He asked the shoekeeper to mend the shoes for him. Then he got a ticket. The ticket was used to get the shoes back. 2 days later, Mr. Black went back to get his shoes, but when he went into the shop, he found his ticket lost, and the shopkeeper refused to give him the shoes without the ticket. "If you don't have the ticket, how do I know the shoes are yours?" the shopkeeper said. "If I give them to you now, somebody else may come into my shop with the ticket tomorrow. What should I do?" Black thought for a moment and then went out to his car. He opened the door and took his pet dog from the back seat. Then he went back into the shop with the dog and said to it, "Get my shoes!" The dog began to smell around the shop and soon it found out Mr. Black's shoes and brought them to him. One day, Mr. Black's shoes were broken. He went to the shoe shop. He asked the shoekeeper to mend the shoes for him. Then he got a ticket. The ticket was used to get the shoes back. 2 days later, Mr. Black went back to get his shoes, but when he went into the shop, he found his ticket lost, and the shopkeeper refused to give him the shoes without the ticket. "If you don't have the ticket, how do I know the shoes are yours?" the shopkeeper said. "If I give them to you now, somebody else may come into my shop with the ticket tomorrow. What should I do?" Black thought for a moment and then went out to his car. He opened the door and took his pet dog from the back seat. Then he went back into the shop with the dog and said to it, "Get my shoes!" The dog began to smell around the shop and soon it found out Mr. Black's shoes and brought them to him.
Questions. 1. Why did Mr. Black go to the shoe shop?
2. When did Mr. Black go back to get the shoes?
3. Why did the shopkeeper refuse to give Mr. Black the shoes?
4. Where was Mr. Black's pet dog?
5. Who found out Mr. Black's shoes?